Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, I feel like we could make a record out of this, talking about record high gas prices, which seems like it's been that way every day for the last 8 days. Have you invented maybe a teleportation device or can send me a pigeon or a bird or a horse or something I can use to travel with besides a car?
How about a gas card?
I'll take a gas card.
That may not be possible either, but yeah, it seems like every week we're talking about gas prices continuing to go up, and that's the case again this week. In fact, we just saw prices shoot up to $4.59 across most of Indianapolis, and really Michigan followed along with that. So did Ohio. We continue to inch up. The wholesale price of gasoline has marched higher, and that's what's bringing gas prices up. Oil at about $114 a barrel again. That's closer to the higher side of where it's been recently. Combined with the fact that gasoline demand continues to go up, we are not in a great situation here.
Yeah, and one thing that Republican lawmakers, especially some folks in Indiana, are bringing up is, you know, President Biden's role in this, or what they think is his role. You might remember that, you know, in the very first week that he was in office, he decided to temporarily suspend new oil and gas leases on federal lands. He has since been ordered to do that. New leasing last month has been renewed following court challenges against the ban. Of course, his administration is appealing it. Do you think that's having any effect on where we are right now?
No, not really. Everyone's going to think that I'm wrong. A lot of what we saw, and by the way, last week, to address specifically, President Biden canceled the proposed sale of permits in Alaska. A lot of people say, oh, look, that could immediately help. No, it really can't, because it doesn't work that quickly. That oil, not only would oil companies be fraught with challenges, political dissension, angry Alaskans in doing that, but the permit process takes years, and then drilling and exploration and any oil that would come from the sale of leases today wouldn't be online for at least a half a decade. So it's not going to make much difference today. It will make a difference down the road.
And I'm assuming similar story with Keystone XL pipeline, right?
To some degree, yes. Canada is churning out oil at a pretty good clip, so there's that. Having said that, as you mentioned, there's not necessarily a guarantee that you build pipelines and they're going to be filled with crude oil. That crude oil still has to be produced, and that's been the headwind this year. So that's not something that's going away anytime soon.
Looking at everything else that's going on, it doesn't seem like this is going to be in relief anytime soon. Do you see a relief at the gas pump, or are we just going to continue to see this upward trend?
Yeah, I think we will continue to see a gradual upward trend, right? Prices cycle across Indiana, so it's not going to be every day, but it's going to be kind of bigger chunks every week or two. We may get closer to $5. I mean, we're halfway there now at $4.59 a gallon. So, buckle up. It may not be a great time to hit the road this summer, as prices likely to continue going up. But I do think that we'll see some improvement eventually.
It's funny you say don't go anywhere this summer, because it seems like a lot of people want to go somewhere this summer with demand through the roof. Isn't that right?
Well, not to say don't go anywhere, but if you do, try to drive more fuel efficiently, shop around for those lower prices. I know that there's an incredible demand for motorists to hit the road, and I get that. I'll probably be hitting the road at some point as well, but just try to slow it down just a little bit. That can go a long way to reducing the nation's consumption of gasoline.
One thing I heard one driver say that he was upset about is, well, basically how much it costs him a lot of money to fill up his truck. So what he's doing is, instead of waiting for it to be like below quarter of a tank, he's filling it up a little bit at a time so that he's only paying like $20 here and there. Do you recommend that as an effective strategy, or should you wait, you know, maybe till you get below quarter of a tank?
You know, my advice would be the opposite, is to carry around less of that weight, because the weight of that fuel is going to reduce your fuel efficiency. So if you're constantly at a half to a full tank compared to, you know, a low tank, you're going to end up spending more of that fuel carrying the fuel around. So it may actually be a better idea to wait till you're lower on fuel, put $10 or $15 in, and then continue carrying on.
Gotcha. Any other advice you would give to drivers right now?
Boy, not that I can think of. Plan your trips out. GasBuddy has a trip cost calculator that can help reduce your prices for those longer road trips. But other than that, it's going to be a pretty expensive summer to drive. So just keep in mind, slowing down a couple miles an hour will probably increase your fuel efficiency by a noticeable amount.
The news coming out of Ukraine this week is that Ukraine is, you know, winning their war against Russia and really staving off a lot of the attacks. Does that maybe make things a little bit better for an outlook on gas prices, knowing that Russia is a huge oil producer, or is that still, does that really change anything at all?
Well, as long as Russia's oil is having a challenge getting to the market, oil prices will remain high. So as long as really, you know, Russia is active in Ukraine, I don't suspect that any Western sanctions will be eased. So I think this is a problem that unfortunately will likely continue to go on.
Okay. Well, that's all I've got. I think we hit on it. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
All right. He's GasBuddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, as always, we appreciate your insights. Thank you.
My pleasure.